Natalie Adkins, head coach for King City Union Stars softball, winding down kind of the regular season here, coach. First of all, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. How you been?
I am not too bad.
Good,
I
good.
just found out one of my best players has mono.
Oh no.
So,
Well, that's a way to start an interview. Before we, kind of dive into that, let's talk a little bit about just the season as a whole, your thoughts on kind of how things have been going and just what the season has looked like, the mono notwithstanding.
So I always feel like we're kind of a slow starter team. We have to the if the chemistry isn't right to start the season, that kind of shows with our wins and losses. This group is a lot different. They came in already kind of bonded. A lot of them had been playing together already for several years, so we kind of skipped that step, but then we needed to mesh together as a whole on the field. And the first couple games were kind of that way, but we're kind of in our routine, kind of our leaders have stepped in. Cameron has done a really good job on the mound on pitching. They've kind of our errors that we were was happening earlier in the season, we've kind of reduced those down. This group of girls, they want to win, they want to do well. And they're gonna figure out a way to represent King City in the right way.
You mentioned Cameron in the circle there, so I guess let's talk a bit about her and kind of what you've seen from her. Generally, giving you a pretty good performance, and then also, who are some of the other key players for you?
Cameron's really stepped up this year on her ability on the movement of her ball. Her in the past, her changeup has been amazing. As a coach, sometimes they came in a little bit high, so it always made me nervous for her to throw it. This year, she's been able to control it. We played Gallatin yesterday, and she struck out several girls just with that changeup alone. I mean, Cameron's just an all-around great kid. She is always the one of the voice of reason. She eventually wants to be a coach, so she's really taken this year and kind of stepped back and looked at how she can help the team in different ways other than just being on the field. Another one that has really stepped up this year is B. Bowden. She's another one of my pitchers that comes in, but she mainly is at third base this year. Her bat, she has the highest batting average this. I think last time I looked, it was over 400. Struggled a little bit yesterday, but I can pretty much guarantee a couple hits from her every game.
Great. Again, Natalie Adkins, head coach for King City Union Stars softball. And coach, what have been some of the highlights this year for your team, whether that's a game, a series of games? I mean, what has been some of the best you've seen from this group?
So my favorite memory, I think, especially of this group, is coming into the Albany GRC tournament to start the season. I felt like our record last year kind of proved that we were probably a 7 seed team. And based off of what some teams had saw us over the summer, that was pretty accurate. But the rest of the coaches and the girls knew better. We knew we weren't a 7 seed team. But when we played Worth County and was able to run rule them in the first 3 to 4 innings, that really showed those girls and I think the community that they're better than a 7 seed team. And then last week we played Worth County again. We're kind of a up and down. We should beat some teams and we don't always perform, and then we can kind of come back in those teams that we may not be able to win, we kind of pull it out. So they kind of showed us again that they can come out and beat Worth County. That's a pretty high ranking team and they're very good athletes. But those are probably my favorite. They were able to come out as a team, and all I think I had everyone had a hit on that during those games.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I guess moving forward, coach, I mean, have you Talk a little bit about grand scheme of things, goals here before it's all said and done, or has your team talked about them at all? And then kind of what are you aiming for?
So today we play LeBlanc and we'll play them again next Saturday. So today we tried to, after the loss of Gallatin, we kind of stressed on, we're just kind of looking to see what the game looks like and what they're looking like too. I know that their record probably doesn't represent them as a team either, where they play a lot of the bigger schools where we don't necessarily. This group has always been like a family oriented team. Sometimes we struggle at being a consistent team, and that's one goal that we're trying to reach is every, and I think we did that yesterday coming in playing Gallatin that has went to state the last 2 years. They only got us in one inning with 3 runs. So consistency from the last 3 games, I feel like, has shown the girls that they can do it. But honestly, sometimes we beat ourselves. Other teams doesn't necessarily beat us. We beat ourselves. So we need to work on the mental part and keeping it. We're going to make mistakes and that's okay. But just putting our head up when we do make those errors and move forward.
Natalie Atkins again, King City Union Star softball coach. Coach, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and wish you the best here moving forward, all right?
Thank you so much.